Can you take us through the thinking on Josh?
Josh sitting, I think any time you make a decision like this in case of Josh, I mean, Josh obviously played a lot of excellent football here for the Packers. We enjoyed a lot of success together over the last 8 years. But with that, there's a lot of things that go into this decision. This was just not just one thing, and with that, it was tough, and it was great to see him actually get an opportunity so quick, and continue to reach the goals that he wants to attain. So tough decision, but with that, we're preparing and getting ready for Jacksonville.
Was part of that decision play level, and was he no longer one of your two best guards on the roster?
Well, I think like anything, there's a lot of variables that go into that decision when you get into getting down to the 53 man roster. You have opinions. They're heard. You have a lot of discussion. It's usually a roster spot, regardless of the position, can be affected by other positions on the team. And I think if you look at our history here in Green Bay, we've been pretty consistent in the fact that we don't really adhere to a formula of so many players at position. We obviously had two positions in our roster reflects that, with a lot of depth in the offensive line and the defensive backfield are the two positions I'm talking about. So, once again, there's a lot that goes into that decision.
Mike, I realize that this is a complicated decision, but from a pure football standpoint, are you a better football team without Josh Sutton?
Well, I don't think that's fair to say that about anybody. I mean, I believe there's positions in football that are primary positions and some positions that are, not to that level. And I think if it's just like any profession, when you outline job responsibility and what you're asking each position to do, there's some positions you put in front of the others. And I think we all understand that the quarterback position is the most important position in football, and it goes without being said. So to sit there and say, are you a better team or not a better team because of one player, we haven't even played the game yet. So this is about growth for our football program. Every decision we make is in the best interest of improving all aspects of our program. So this is not about one player. This is about our football team.
Mike, in what ways does a move like this with a veteran who's been here for so long, in what ways does this improve your chemistry potentially, and in what ways can it damage your locker room chemistry?
Well, I think I've just answered that. I think any time you make decisions, you have to look at everything that's involved. I'm not going to sit here and go through every variable, every component of our program, but each player is evaluated. Every person that touches the locker room has always been evaluated because the locker room is the most important room in our building, frankly, in my opinion. So decisions are made all the time about trying to improve and continue the flow of growth for our football program.
Is this something that you knew was a possibility before this weekend, or did it?
I mean, timing, timelines. I mean, personnel decisions. It's an ongoing conversation, so I'm not going to get into any of that.
I only ask because have you been able to prepare what this offensive line will look like without Josh sitting at left guard?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're prepared. Lane Taylor will get the start against Jacksonville, so we will start that process today.
Mike, did you consider doing other kinds of shuffling before that, or were you pretty confident in Lane that he would be
there? You mean move somebody? No, I have all the confidence in the world of Lane. I mean, he's earned this opportunity. I think he's done a very good job, particularly in the run blocking phase of his game. The pass protection and some of the things, particularly how we do it and what we do, is something that he's just needs some game experience at, and that's part of the leap when you make changes. But with that, it's an opportunity to grow.
I know it's one game and unfair to base anything on one game, but I think he was penalized three times the other nights, and maybe it was him on that sack late in the blitz. I have no idea. You would know that better than I. But
yeah, I think like all things, you have to look at the video. I mean, I understand it's a preseason, and it's a preseason for the officials too. So I was very confident in how he played in that game. I thought he was physical. and did a lot of good things. And, you know, and frankly, he did some things that he needs to, you know, he needs to improve on.
How do you get Lane to work? I know he's been here a while, but, you know, you talk about this being the best line you've ever had. Josh didn't miss a whole lot of time this camp. His back was finally apparently not an issue. So how do you get Lane to where you need him to be here in the span of a couple of days, even though he's...
Well, I mean, you got two questions going there. I mean, number one, you know, how a player goes through camp and, you know, how many reps he takes. And I think this camp was set up for as goofy as the flow and the schedule was. There was obviously, you know, a lot of time in there. For our whole team to rest and recover, but I mean, you still look at the injuries that you occur going through a training camp. So you know that part of it. You know, and as far as how this guy or that guy did in training camp, I'm not going to get into that because I'm sure we're going to agree and mostly disagree on a lot of things. But Lane Taylor, you know, he's ready. I mean, he's prepared for this. He's been here. He's played in real games. I think it's, you know, two starts or whatever it is, but. We have all the confidence in the world in Lane and really our offensive line group. I mean, you can't, you know, you look at how Donnie Barclay's played. I think J.C. Treader has had probably one of the best training camps, clearly his best training camp since he's been here. So, you know, you got young guys coming on, and we'll be ready to go.
Without Josh and with Corey on PUP, is depth a concern at all along that line?
Well, we have eight, you know, and if you look at history, that's probably normal. You know, if you look through training camp, you knew you were probably going to have at least 10. So, I mean, that would have been the highest we've ever had. But, no, I'm comfortable with our eight offensive linemen.
Was there a plan? You have three quarterbacks, or was there some concern about Hundley's ankle that to sick?
Really no concern about Brett Hundley's ankle. I've been told all along that, you know, the medical staff expects Brett to be ready this week. I mean, this is just clearly Joe Callahan earning the job. I mean, how the hell is he not on your team? I think it was clear. Just watch the games, watch the video, and very, very happy for him personally because, I mean, you always like to see a guy just grab a hold of an opportunity. And I mean, it's I thought it was very obvious what he accomplished during the preseason.
Coached quarterbacks forever. Have you ever seen anything quite like what Joe did this summer?
No, not at all. I mean, number of opportunities he was given. You know, I mean, you think it's just the way it played out, you know, as far as, you know, I thought this was going to be, you know, the Brett Hundley show, you know, as far as the opportunity Brett was going to get. That was the design. That was what we're looking for, especially with five games. You know, I thought Brett would have a ton of work this preseason. And it frankly went to Joe. And he just kept getting better, you know, from each day. You think about the first time he stepped in the huddle, you know, in the OTAs to now. So. He's a very good football player. It's evident of what he accomplished in college, you know, regardless of where he played. But he gets more and more comfortable. And I mean, he's I just think he's a heck of a football player.
Mike, what's the plan for? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Les.
Just what does it mean to have Brett Food back now, and what you see from him this week?
It's great to have Brett back. You know, obviously with his experience and just really coming back off of the injury was always the focus for him. So I think Rick really did a nice job throughout the preseason. I mean, his grades and his performance improved each and every week. But our history with Brett is the way we turned in this particular decision. So it's great to have him back in the building.
Mike, what's the plan for Jordy this week in practice?
Jordy's full go, and expect him to line up and be full bore. In Jacksonville.
With seven receivers on the roster, would the hope be to try and find a way that all those guys can contribute on offense, or is it a challenge to get that many guys involved on a week-to-week basis?
Well, I think clearly, you know, anytime you have a roster that a number swings one way or the other, it affects the way you approach the game and how you're going to play, particularly on special teams. So, and that's really where my focus is, particularly with our numbers at both receiver and the defensive backfield. But you know, this particular week, I mean, we got two guys that are hurt. We'll get into that, I think, Wednesday when we release the injury report. But, you know, so we'll probably be working five receivers this week.
What do you know about Presley at running back, and how hard is it to get a running back up to speed in the week? I'm sure there's a lot of different job responsibilities.
Well, when I look at Presley, I think, number one, special teams. I mean, that's always the vehicle for a young guy to contribute and be a part of our 46-man roster. So, he has big playability. You know, obviously, if you look at his measurables and just the, you know, the report on him as far as how our personnel department feels about him. I mean, obviously what he did in the last game gives you a good insight on what he's capable of doing. So really just want to get him here today, get him in the game plan operation, see what his, you know, his history is as far as language and terminology. And, you know, once we get him on the practice field tomorrow, we'll see what direction we can go with him.
Like the number of DBs you kept, and particularly safeties, is that a special teams thing? Or, I mean, do you have different type of guys than you've had in that, different type of athletes than you've had at that position? Is that kind of why you went so
Well, Tom, I know you and I have talked about this. I think the safety position, just the importance of it has increased in today's NFL. Just particularly with some of the rule changes. I mean, you need playmakers, athletes back there. But this, you know, our safety, you know, position, keeping six safety is just really, those guys earned it. I mean, it's, you know, these positions were earned. And if you'd have told me you had 13 rookies on your team, you know, come this time, particularly all the rookie free agents, I mean, I don't think I've ever been as impressed with a group of rookie free agents as this bunch.
Mike, does that high number of rookies, as experienced as you are with young guys around here, does that create any sort of different challenge than what you've dealt with before, or not really?
I think it fits our operation. We've had to play with rookies earlier in my tenure. I mean, I look back at, you know, the first year playing with the three rookie offensive linemen and some of the things we've had to do. So we have experience with that. So I think we're. Our design and how we approach the training and the teaching of our players, we'll be fine.
Like, do you still have hope with Linsley at some point he can come back this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is the right plan for Corey. You know, I've talked a lot to Corey. It's been very frustrating for him, particularly training camp, you know, re-injuring and the hamstring, the timing of it. So, you know, any time you – have an injury and you do it again, you have to take the long road back, and that's really what we're doing with him. So, I mean, the timeline is what it is as far as the PUP, you know, rules, but this is the best thing for him, and I'm confident once we, you know, once we get past that threshold of 6 weeks, he'll be ready to go.
When it comes to the inside linebacker spot with those three guys there, does the fact that there's only three and Joe Thomas is one of them indicate that you guys are comfortable with him playing all three downs this year compared to what he did last year?
Well, I mean, that's really to be determined. I mean, that's really about the competition in that room. So you'd like for all your linebackers to be four down players. I mean, that's the goal. But that's why you have different personnel groups. And frankly, you got to look at the game we're getting ready to go play. So, you know, I mean, we have 46 guys and it'll be all hands on deck. I mean, we want them all to contribute, and you know, the substitution patterns will be important in this particular game. You know, and it always is the beginning of the year. Substitution patterns are always more challenging, in my opinion, the first 4 weeks.
Mike, I understand you need to hold things back for the opener, so if you can't answer this, I understand. But
can't answer it.
You have enough inside linebackers to keep Clay Matthews as an outside linebacker?
Absolutely. I mean, the goal is to play Clay outside. That hasn't changed. So, you know, anything you do that's scheme driven, you know, there might be an exception, but that's his position's outside linebacker still.
Mike, you got a lot of young guys who talk about the energy of this team is kind of the identity right now. How do you harness that energy with week one, just being that it's, you know, jitters and the first for a lot of these guys?
Well, today's a transition day. It always is. The first time you go on the field, it's different. There's tarps up. You know, all of a sudden the fans are gone. There's a little bit of the feeling of where did everybody go. I mean, the numbers are low. Everybody's job responsibility increases a little bit, particularly with their responsibility on, you know, helping, you know, each phase get prepared. So it's an adjustment, and that's really why we're going about the schedule the way we're doing it. So we're going to do most of our heavy lifting early in the week so we have more time at the end of the week to make sure we, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's and travel down to Jacksonville early. So this is a normal, you know, transition for these guys. And, you know, it's something that I'll talk about today in the team meeting. So you always have to transition into an in-season schedule. You try to practice it, and as far as being on an in-season schedule, to get your players on the regularity, you know, the times and so forth. But, until you get where, you know, you're just you're down to 63 players, it's always going to be different.
Guys practice today, and then will you go to Jacksonville on Friday, or are you going to Jacksonville?
No, we're inside today. I mean, we're in the meetings and do all of our stuff inside. But you know, tomorrow will be a Wednesday. Wednesday will be a Thursday. Thursday will be a Friday. Friday will be a Saturday, and then we'll travel first thing Saturday morning.
Mike, now you've got your starting 63 with the practice squad. When do you start to get a feel for just how we talked about chemistry earlier? When do you start to get a feel for whether you've got the chemistry you're looking for? How long does it take before you get a, you as a coach get a feel for that?
I don't think that's really an answer or question you can really just answer. You know, chemistry is not just something you go, well, we got it. I mean, I know everybody talks about how good their chemistry is after they have, you know, a level of success or at the end of the season. Chemistry is something that develops. It never shows up on day one. I'm not expecting it to be there when I walk in the room. But I know there's a ton of energy. We have experience. We have education. We have a process. And that's how we'll apply it as we get ready for this first game.